Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to an episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir, Sherry Pang, and Maria Wilson Duff. Stay tuned as we enter into the world of the paranormal, a world of ghosts, UFOs, and generally anything unexplained. The show is about to begin.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, and I'm here joined with the beautiful and talented psychic medium, Sherry. Sherry, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. How are you, Jason?
Oh, living adequately in this COVID world we're experiencing right now.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? Wow. I know, it's, we are still being quarantined. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm about ready for this stuff to end, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of it.
Well, do you think it's going to end anytime soon? What's your prediction?
No, I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. I work in a hospital. So I'm thankful for the fact that my employment is secure, but things are starting to pick up. You know, when this virus first started coming out, people were avoiding the hospital. Nobody would come in. You know, the ER is kind of a ghost town, but now it's starting to pick up again. So I'm kind of getting the feeling that people are tired of sheltering in place and getting out there. But hopefully this passes.
Are more positive people? More testing positive?
In terms of the hospital that I work at, there was only one confirmed positive. Fortunately, we live in Oregon, which hasn't been hit as hard as some of the other states. So it's been kind of dead here. But in an abundance of caution, our governor has wanted us to be really limited with our contact of other people and to stay at home. So hopefully that is making a difference and we don't have a serious infection, right?
Yeah, my ex-running partner before I got into bodybuilding, my ex-running partner, we were just talking about, I just did a 3-mile walk with him, and we were just talking about it's never going to be the same again. Literally never going to, I mean, the normal as we used to remember it is never going to be the same. It's going to be so different, unfortunately. It's just not going to be the same. That's really, it's really unfortunate, really, really unfortunate. So, you know, we just have to go with the flow. And, you know, to the viewers here, if you want to call in, express your opinions or any suggestions for Paranormal Horizons, we're at 383, right, Jason?
It's 215-383-3999. That's 215-383-3999.
Right,
and I do want to say,
go.
We do have a caller on.
Oh, guys, this is my last show. My business is rocking and rolling. I'm very blessed as a Chinese medicine practitioner. The demands of doing my psychic and mediumship work and over video. I don't have to see people to work my stuff. I just see them over video. It's really wonderful, even Chinese medicine. So it's taken away some time with Paranormal Horizons. And, Jason, I've been with you for 4.5 years, and I will be back as a guest every once in a while. But times are, you know, things are kind of changing, and I have to really concentrate on continuing to catch up, and that's what I'm really doing is catching up with the demands of my business, Psychic Medium Sherry. and also restarting my own radio show, which is Portals to Enlightenment, Your Journey of Body, Mind, and Spirit. So that's where I'm at, and I really, really enjoy being with you for the 4.5 years. It's been wonderful.
It's been a long time, and you've been a pivotal component in the growth of this show. And I do want to talk about this more, but now we do have a caller that's been on hold for about 10 minutes. Are you willing to, I believe she wants a reading. Can you do that?
I could do that really quick. I don't know how long, but I could do it really quick. Okay.
Let's do that, and then I'm going to get back to praising you.
Oh, I don't need that. That's okay. Hey, welcome to Paranormal Horizons. What can we do?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call, and God bless you both for what you're doing, both with, the Chinese medicine and also with you working in the hospital. You're both heroes, so just thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm in New York.
Okay.
My question is, I act, I write, and I've written scripts, and I was just wondering, like, will we ever have that? Or is it time to turn my scripts into books? Any insight you could give in terms of career for me, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, what is your name again?
Catherine.
Oh, hi, Catherine. I like to be personal.
Sorry about that.
What kind of book are you writing? Yeah. First of all, what kind of book are you writing?
Well, there's scripts. I'm wondering if I should turn them into books, like if we'll ever get into it. I have a few written already. One's a sci-fi one. One's like a paranormal love story. Another is an action movie. Like, they're pretty diverse. I have, like, you know, different interests, so I always try to write about different. Two are about musicians. They're pretty different topics.
Good. I would say yes, definitely. Go for it. Your personality, I'm getting that you're fit for that kind of thing. You know what? You're a writer. You like to journal. It just feels like you're very much. You that's what you enjoy. That's kind of like your hobby. And I would say, yes, go for it. Definitely. The thing right now is, until this pandemic, the worst part is over with, I would suggest you hook up with either self-publishing or hook up to a publishing agent that is, especially like with your paranormal, you can go to, what is it called? There's a publishing office in Oregon that they did The Secret and Messages of Water, and you might want to bring that up. Like I said, or you can do both. You can self-publish and present that to the publishing people and see if they're willing to take on the project. So, yes, most definitely. Oh, my gosh. Being that you're fiction and everything, yes, it's a way for people to read, and I don't see any negativity or anything that, okay, it's going to stop you or anything like that. Go for it. If that's your passion, go for it. Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Seriously, I think you would be fit for it. The only thing I would see is that if you were to write a book and you were to go on tour and things like that, I think that you would be a little bit, you know, the only thing I would see, and I'm getting that you would be a little bit shy about marketing, being able to be out there, hey, this is what I have, and market the book in a very, very public forward, you know, kind of marketing and sales. I would think that you would not be as confident as you are writing the book. Does that make any sense?
Totally. Yeah, totally.
So, mm-hmm. you know, that was just the thing. I tell people when you're going to do a reading, when I do a reading and I open that door, I'm a normal person until I'm ready to read. Once I open up that reading, I get downloaded. What I see, that would be maybe, and not saying it's a detriment, but something that you may have to work on, is the marketing or having somebody to market for you if you're looking at your vision of publishing, self-publishing, and how what are you going to create out of that? Okay, I have this book. Whether you're going to self-publish, you're going to hire Beyond Words. That's what the company's called, Beyond Words Publishing in Hillsboro, Oregon. Present that to them. How are you going to market this? Are you going to have somebody to market for you, or are you going to try and do it on your own? Those kind of things. But you will, if you're really going to pull it out there and really present it, you may have to go out to the public, and I feel that may be a little bit, you know, not as you're not comfortable and having the experience or wanting to do that. So that would only be, you know, and there's always ways you can, you know, like I said, there's always ways you can go around it. But you can always do the marketing online, you know. You don't have to see anybody. Mm-hmm. You don't have to feel like, oh, my gosh, this is what I have, and have to do the presentation and things like that. So, yeah, I think you'll be fine. I think you absolutely. Go for it. And it's something you're passionate about. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you.
You're
again,
very welcome. See your vision. What I would like you to do is see your vision as manifesting you being successful. That's what I like to see you do. Imagine yourself, where do you want to see this? Once you get these things published and having the right connections. Another thing, what kind of people are you wanting to connect with? You want to be able to have that vision. Be very precise. You don't want to have any glitches, or you don't want to just, oh, yeah, I want to have it published, but what kind of people are you publishing it with? The kind of people that are always, you know, not going to be fair. It's not going to be a win-win situation. They're going to take advantage of you. I want you to be very mindful of the connections of the people that you want to have connections with your book, because that's part of who you are. You want to be the best, and you want to make it a win-win situation.
That's so true, because in the past that I have been, like, with my other projects, like, oh, you know, just to not whoever comes, but whoever seems kind, and then, you know, then it's like they come back and they bite you. You know, so yeah, no, that's so true.
Yeah, and also too, I can make a suggestion. Is also when you get to be with other people, whether it's in writing on the internet or whether it's in person, get a feel for that person. If something doesn't feel right, something's off, or something doesn't feel right, or there's a lot of red flags and they're telling you something's just not working, or there's something's just not wanting to work right, pay attention, back off, go to another route. You have so many different routes and so many people that you can, you know, present your book to that don't get too desperate and just pick the first one that you see because they're interested. Be very mindful, because it could work for you or it could work against you. Again, it's a way you want to seek a publisher or whoever you work with that is a win-win situation. You both come out ahead. One doesn't come out any, you know, one's not better than the other. Both of you win.
Right. Well, definitely.
So, be mindful for red flags. Anything that's off. Be in tune to your intuition. So I think you're going to be very successful. It depends on who you're working with as far as pushing that book and what you're going to do about it, how much work you're going to do for yourself, too. Depends on the avenue. You can work on both ways. Go different routes and see what happens.
Yeah.
Be open.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it's different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you so much. Thank
no
you.
Problem. Check
thank
me
you
out on Psychic Medium Sherry on Facebook. It's C-H-E-R-I, Psychic Medium Sherry. You'll see a pink flower. I do photography on the side. So, yeah, like and follow me. Okay, take care. And that's where I do my readings. You want to get a hold of me, that's where you want to get a hold of me, or on my website.
Thank you so much.
You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Good luck. Stay in touch.
Thank you. I will.
You're welcome.
You know, The one thing I wanted to mention is, you know, it's all about the power of intention. I can't tell you how many times in my life where I've wanted something in the physical world, such as a car, this, that, and it always seemed impossible to attain. But then, because my intention is out in the universe, some weird circumstance happens and I'm able to get what I want. Sometimes it comes easy, sometimes you have to work. Sometimes you have to work for stuff, but it's really amazing how when you put that energy out there, it doesn't matter what it is, that I believe that the universe wants to provide. You know, the universe wants to give you what you want. Wouldn't you agree, Sherry?
Absolutely. And sometimes when it doesn't give us what we need at the time, it's not good timing. Sometimes, you know, you have to wait. Sometimes it's not, you know, if one door closes, the other door opens. Sometimes, you know, no matter what we think in our own physicality and having attachments over situations or things that you know, it's not meant for us to happen. It's not, because it's just what it is. I have no control, you know, and people get too attached, and sometimes I do, but I'm learning myself as a human being that, you know, I do what I can the best, and I try and manifest as much as I can and visualize myself, but, you know, if it's not right and it's not the right time or the right people in my life, I just kind of try and let it go. Absolutely.
I'm still trying to manifest being a filthy rich billionaire, and that hasn't come to me yet, but the energy's out there.
That would be great.
Or even a millionaire.
Yeah, being a billionaire. I'd be opening a sanctuary for the animals. There's too many animals that need to be adopted.
Oh, I would do that too. Yeah, for like rescue horses and cats and stuff. That'd be cool. Hey, we do have another caller. Yeah, I do like cats.
Yes, I think that girl that is there just took the call. She'll do fine. It's just a matter of, you know, hitting the right source and her setting her intentions and everything. Yeah, I think she'll be fine. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
She's doing what she's passionate about. That's what the main thing is.
I wish I had the energy to write. I, you know, I've got so many good stories. And barring grammar, I'm actually a really creative and really good writer. I just don't have the patience. You got to be so patient with that and dedicated. I wish I was like that. But, hey, we do have another caller. Let's talk to this next caller here.
Okay.
Caller, you're live on Paranormal Horizons. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lori calling Florida.
Hey, Lori. Did you have a question for Sherry?
I do. And ironically enough, it is in line with what you guys are talking about, as well as what the last caller was inquiring about. I'm also a writer, been doing it continuously for 10 plus years, was even a English teacher, a writing teacher, everything. So, well, and, you know, it's stuck, I'm writing. I love it, and just a little note to you, you don't have to be a grammar expert. That's what editors are for. So as long as you get
true.
The content out there, even, you know, I know, you know, all of the grammar and all that, I'm going to make mistakes because it gets in my head and I'm memorizing more from my head, my heart, than what I'm reading whenever I read it back to myself. So just a little bit of a tidbit there. I have been approached by a gentleman who has a story, very, very important story to tell. His initials, well, I've known this person for a long time, are CG, and I wanted to know what Sherry saw, if this is a good match for me to write this book. Is this going to be in my best interest? Is this going to be fair?
So and you're coming in and out. Sorry, I'm trying to listen to you. You're kind of, in my end here, you're kind of fading in and out, so I'm trying to listen to you, but so what you're doing is you're writing. Let me reiterate so I know what I'm answering to. You are you are a writer and you're writing a book and something about Fiji. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, can you hear me better?
I'm hearing you better, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, we are at the contract phase, which is the initial phase of this gentleman with the initial CG who would like for me to write a story for him. It's a story that needs to be written, very pertinent to a lot of things that are going on right now. And he can't find anyone else to write it, so I'm wondering if that's why he wants me to write it. I've known this person for 26 years, and I want to know if it would be a good thing for me to do is to write this book for him, because I notice hesitation on his part, and I want to know if I'm going to be given a fair contract, and my gut tells me to also be cautious.
Okay, what's his first name?
That would be Charlie.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you again.
Charlie.
Harlan?
No, C-H, like Charlie Brown.
Oh, okay, Charlan. What is his name again? What, say that again.
He's Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
I'm not being... Okay, his name is Charlie. Okay. So you want to know whether you should go in and continue to write this book and everything for him, correct?
I haven't started it yet. We're at the contract phase where we're going to get all the legalities panned out. He's apprehensive, and I don't like that, and I don't know why the apprehension. Do you see this book getting written? Is it in my best interest?
A very not a trusting, and I'm going to say this, Charlie doesn't have a very trusting attitude towards people in general, okay?
He's worried about the outside, and
this is what I'm getting right away. I mean, I don't, whether they're dead or alive, I just tap right into the soul. Has nothing to do with you. He just has a not a trusting nature. He wants to have somebody to help him with that, which is you, and like you said, you're in the initial contracting phase. I am glad that you have everything in writing. First of all, you want to protect both of yourselves. Is there a way that in case that something doesn't happen, and part of me is psychic, but part of me is also practical, okay? So you have that in writing. That's great. But also, if it doesn't work, can you back out gracefully and just say, hey, if it's just starting, can you just back out and say, you know, I can't do it for you. I would like to go and farm this out to you. I wanted to try to work it out, but I have this option that you can, you know, gracefully get out of it without any problems. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because this person
Is... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I called to listen to you, so please go ahead.
So this person already has, no matter what, he's just very cautious. And he's very not trusting of people, okay? And you're just dealing with that kind of a person. And so I would try and maybe if you want to pursue this and you got everything under contract, try it out to say maybe, you know, without even getting yourself knee-deep into all this, you know, try out writing a little bit, maybe a first chapter or whatever, or the preface or whatever, and see what he thinks of it, and then go from there. I would like to probably have you kind of tune into his gut, you know. I don't know. I got a feeling this guy may be very particular. Not only is he not trusting, but he's very picky in the way he wants it done. And is he going to really be, micromanaging you? Does that make sense?
Yeah, all the things that I don't want as a writer.
Yeah.
That's enough. That's enough for me to say no.
That's the feeling I am. And the first thing I think when I'm thinking about him and him not being trustworthy, he's got a lot of block. He wants somebody to do it. He doesn't know how to do it, so he wants to reach out, but he... wants to control. The problem is he wants to control, but he's not wanting to be able to allow that person to do what is necessary because he's a control freak. He wants to micromanage, and he's very distrusting and has to be, everything has to be just right and everything else. That's just what I'm getting from him. Very neurotic. I'm not saying neurotic, but just not, just, I don't know, just something's just. He might want to consider self-publishing if he's worried about whether he should hire you and this kind of thing. This is what I'm getting.
You're spot on, because this person is former government, so you're 100% spot on.
You're kidding. Wow.
No, I'm not. So that comes with, that's the untrust that you're picking up. 100% you're spot on. Now, I was factoring in my 26-year friendship, but that's obviously not good enough. So, no, I don't want to take this on. I need to get my name out there in writing. I wasn't so much concerned about the money as I was about getting my name out there on something legitimate. But, no, I'm not going to jump through hoops. And on top of that, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right. Something just doesn't feel right, and that's just my opinion. It is not meant to, you know, be written in stone, but as a psychic medium, and when I tap into the soul of this person, just very distrusting, and I'm feeling, you know, just, and not meaning in a very, it's just very controlling, micromanaging, and watching over you, and just a, I don't know, and even though that might be a friendship, he still has that trait in him. He's not going to be able to relinquish control and say, hey, you know, do it. I'll go look at it. I appreciate it. Let's go and edit this, you know, make it a team effort. Oh, can we change this? Can we change that? Even he can be a pain in the ass, but the essence of what he's going to make you feel is it just doesn't feel good. I don't know. This is just my opinion. So, yeah. And you're better off just being friends. I'm going to say this. You're probably better off being friends. If you're going to continue your friendship. Just leave it as it is and have him find somebody else, or him going and publishing it himself.
I've got another one where it's a French magazine, somebody I've known for about 15 years. And I've written little articles. It's going in a French decorators magazine in France. And the gentleman's name that I'm providing these for is Remy, R-E-M-I. Is this going to lead into anything bigger, or is it just me basically writing for free like I am now? I want to get my name out there.
So Remy, R-E-M-I?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what I'm getting from him, energy-wise, very much out there. Oh, my gosh. And I'm getting very social, likes people, want to be out there in the limelight. Does that make any sense to you?
100% was one of my former English as a second language students from Togo.
Okay.
He's in Togo, Africa, yeah.
Okay, very social, want to get out there, want to be seen. I mean, it's just like, you know, just life of the party and just loves people, you know, very much wanting to be around people and a very social, very not internal, but, you know, like sociable person and extrovert. That's the word, extroverted person. Good mouth. I call him a maven. He's the kind of person that if you do good by him, he's got a big mouth, and not in a mean bad way. I'm just saying that he's got a big mouth. Oh, check her out. Oh, yeah, you should do her. Oh, my God, she's, you know, great. Oh, go for it. I feel good about this guy. The other guy, Charlie, don't go into business with him. Don't do anything. This guy, take your chance. What can you lose? You know, do your best. Get that in that magazine. It's already in there. Boom. You know, the guy can be a maven for you and get your name out there and knows people, and you never know. He might... Even though he may not know people directly, he may know somebody indirectly that can get your name or what he does in his position. Oh, definitely. Good stuff. Good vibes from him.
Yeah, he's a graphic designer, and I actually used to teach English as a second language at a art studio of music and, you know, artists and typography and, you know, all anything with like the movies and the theater and graphic artists and graphic designing and all that. I was just a humble little expat living overseas, and this gentleman was one of my students, and this is the ironic part. Calls me Mom.
He's got the veins. Go with him. He's got the veins. Even though he may not directly, like I just said, he may not directly get to Torjway, he's got the contacts and the people. Boom, 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 boom. He's got the contact and the people that you may need to reach to, or in order for you to get where you want to go in that direction. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my top A student, this was my top A student, kept in touch with me since 2006 or 2007. And like I said, I've already written one free article. I want my name out there. I know I shouldn't be writing free articles. But I got a different feeling about this because it was a student of mine who went on, got his degree, and is doing very well for himself, but has not told me he's doing well for himself. But intuitively, I pick up that.
Yeah, he's very – the guy will go places. I got a feeling he's going to go places. He's a go-getter and very, very motivator. And he's going to rock and roll. Wherever he decides he wants to go, he's going to rock and roll whatever direction he decides. That's what I feel with him. He is just...
So it's okay for me to keep writing free? It's okay? I've written one free article. I can keep on writing
that's
free?
Fine.
Is there any... Okay. Okay. There's trade-offs. Energy trade-offs.
Doing one free article, but after that... Go ahead and do one free article, but after that, start charging or negotiating something. You shouldn't do everything for free. You know, the reason why you're doing free is to get...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Is to get your name out there,
I asked him to design, because he's a graphic designer, so I asked him to design a banner for me for one of my websites. So he did do that.
Okay. Yeah, he's probably pretty good about that kind of stuff. He's very artistic, very good, very artistic, very creative.
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
I hope that helped. That give you some validation of what you're feeling and what I'm getting. Yeah, this guy is really he's going to go places. He's a rock and a roller kind of guy, and he's going to be going places. Very creative kind of soul. And he's going to have, if it's not him directly, it's going to be indirectly with his contacts. You'll have the veins to go. It's good to do free work once in a while. I do free readings once in a while, you know, like now I'm doing a free reading. But, for me, doing because you want to do it. And also it's going to help you in turn to get your business going. Yes. So go on Facebook and go under Psychic Medium Sherry, Cheri. You can find me. You'll see the pink rose that I shot. You'll see a headshot of me. Go ahead and like and follow me. And if you want a reading, you can contact me on that page or on my website, Psychic Medium Sherry.
Thank you. You're amazing. It's synchronicity.
I think it's great. No, don't go with Charlie. No, bad feeling. I don't even know him, but once I tapped into him, no. But, Remy, R-E-M-I, fine. He's a go-getter, and he's going to be rocking and rolling, and he's going to be helping you. It's going to be, if not directly, but indirectly to the point of where you want to go. And then visualize yourself being there and the type of, like the gal I told before, being there and the type of people that you want to be around to get there. Pay attention to the red flags. You already paid attention. I just validated what you already felt with the first guy. Okay?
You blew me away. Just one last thing I'm going to mention to you. This guy, the one Charlie, worked for the government in, wow, you just hit it spot on. That just blew me away.
Put it on my page. Put it under reviews. Thank you very much. Get a hold
thank
of
you.
Me later.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
okay.
for calling.
Thank you.
All right, Jason. Hey, you
getting the workout.
Now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great.
So, yeah, and you should do videos. And I was like, oh, why a phone call? Okay, sure.
So you're not...
I used to do phone calls a long time ago, but it's nice to be able to talk to people and look at them. And, you know, to me, I think, phone calls are fine. It's great, but, you know, being able to see them through video, you can see their body language and everything that you just kind of like, yeah, it's more personable, too. I'm an old-fashioned person anyway. I like to see people face-to-face, if not video. But, no, this works out pretty good, so that's wonderful.
Absolutely. It's nice to be able to hear you in action. We don't do that too often.
I don't do that at all. How long have I done that? I don't plug myself. I'm usually plugging other people in. I suppose I can do that every now and then on Paranormal Horizons. bring the radio show alive every now and then, huh?
Yeah. So I'm not psychic, right? Or at least I don't think I'm psychic. And, you know, I'm Mr. Skeptical as well. Like long history of an investigator, like a real investigator. And so I'm skeptical on the whole paranormal thing. That's kind of why I do this show. But when she was talking about the first guy, Charlie, before you had even come up with your assessment of that situation, I was getting a weird energy from that, and I don't know how to explain that. That's never happened before. So I don't know. When she was telling that, I get an uneasy feeling, like right off the bat. So I don't think I'm psychic, but I just thought that was weird.
I think, you know, everybody's intuitive. I really feel, you know, that's one thing, you know, and this is just me. I think everybody has the intuitive ability. We have, you know, feelings, gut feelings and things like that. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, the psychic abilities, that's at a different level. It's knowing. And for me, you know, everybody reads differently. You have people that, you know, are you know, reading their styles differently, how they perceive the information differently. For me, sometimes, and it doesn't matter all the time, but sometimes I just want to know the name. I go by name. I don't need to know birth date. I don't need to know their full name. But once I get into the name, whether it's animal or human, dead or alive, I tap into their soul. And I really go right in as, you know, when I open up that door and I look and see, okay, what kind of person are they, you know, and how am I perceiving them on a psychic level in a situation where it could be past, present, or future, literally past, present, or future. So, you know, when I tapped into Charlie, it was like, not good, you know, not good, not good. You know, and the first thing I thought was he's just, you know, he's just different. Let's put it that way. He's just different. So.
Yeah.
You have to look at people differently. Sometimes, you know, they don't think the same as the majority of people. So it's just different.
I always go by my gut. I mean, if there's just a little inkling of something off, you've got to listen to it, because more often than not, it's there to protect you. I remember years ago when I was doing paranormal investigations, and this lady contacted me on the phone, and she was telling me, you know, what was going on, and it sounded pretty nefarious. Immediately from my conversation with this person, I could hear the voice in my head saying, do not get involved with this, do not go to this location, blah, 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 blah. And it was so strong and it was so compelling. I was like, you know, I'm not going to involve myself with this, but I'm going to send, you know, our psychic to go there. And I was glad I didn't go because the psychic ended up going, and it was just this really, really nasty, negative thing. And so, it's one of those cases where you're just listening to your intuition, and it probably saved
right.
me from that. Yeah.
Good for you. And that's one thing, you know, I tell people, even when I'm doing, you know, readings and things, I don't do my personally psychic medium, Sherry. I do not deal with the dark side. I read people and pets, but I don't deal with hauntings. I don't deal with, demons and entities or attachments. I will not. I will not. I've done that as a paranormal consultant with, you know, Joel's team and Barry Gaunt. You know, I've done that, you know, remotely. But I, after my experiences with the dark side, I choose not to. And that's why, you know, when people say, oh, you should go into a paranormal investigation. No, thank you. I don't want to, you know, that doesn't thrill me. You know, it doesn't help me help humanity in that way. You know, people like to do that and cross them over and this and that. And I've done my share of house busings and crossing souls over. But that's just not my thing. You know, I just don't want to deal with the dark side. So, and I know it does exist. To me, it's a Tao. You know, it's like the yin and the yang. If there's in order to have lightness, there's darkness. And you know, in Chinese martial arts and even in Chinese medicine, you have that balance of the dark, and you have to be aware of both sides.
I just remembered something. It's something I wanted to tell you. Kind of off subject a little bit. You know, I live in a basement, right? And there's occasionally weird things that happen down here, like objects moving and stuff like that. And something happened, was it last week? My girlfriend was here, and I was playing virtual reality, you know, in my room, whatever, apartment thingy. And she was out by the laundry room, which is on the opposite side of a wall. And she said somebody distinctly ran their finger up the back of her neck. Not like a muscle twitch that you're misinterpreting from touching, but like legit with pressure. And she thought it was me, but I was in the next room over. Isn't that creepy?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I would not be surprised. I absolutely would not be surprised, Jason. And you're especially, you know, you don't know what the history is of your house. Let alone it could be the land, you just never know. And I I really don't care. I'm glad I don't have to deal with it.
I know it's not the house, but it definitely could be the land. And yeah, whatever's going on down here kind of keeps to itself on the opposite side of my living space. So, like, nothing, no one's ever, I've never been pushed or scratched or anything like that. I just thought it was interesting.
Wow. That's crazy. And you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I mean, I told you there's, like, this dark corner that I just don't look over there and I don't acknowledge it. And if you remember, it was kind of validated. They had a repair guy come down here and he refused to come back. Because he said there's something weird about the one corner that I felt weird about.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, whatever's here, if there's anything here, because I'm Mr. Skeptical, I just don't acknowledge it. There was a big hammer on top of the refrigerator out there, and it just suddenly flew off. Like,
wow.
It wasn't dangling halfway off the fridge. It just launched off the fridge.
Wow.
That's so weird.
All of a sudden all on its own, huh?
Yeah, I just saw it, you know, crashing on the floor. And, you know, and I try and investigate things like that because I'm, like, really skeptical. But I just can't figure out some of this stuff. But yeah, if you don't give things energy, if you don't acknowledge it, because I feel like if you do acknowledge things, you're giving it energy, it'll leave me alone.
But you don't acknowledge it by, you know, oh, my God, am I going to wait for it, kind of thing. No, you just let it, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you try not to go and put any more energy than you have to in it.
I got all the ghost hunting equipment. I got, like, radiation detectors. I could go there and I could do EVPs, but I'm not going to because I'm not stupid because this is my living space. I don't want to aggravate whatever's going on.
Yeah, or piss them off. Exactly. That's crazy. Wow. But anyway, yeah, it's been the 4.5 years. It's been wonderful being on radio. And, you know, it's at that time now. It's just kind of moving on and trying to figure out, you know, just really expand what I'm doing and really helping people do what, you know, really helping people. And I love what I do. And that's, to me, is I just love it. I love doing readings, like whether it's Chinese medicine or, you know, psychic mediumship or medical qigong. I love every part of it.
Well, and I want to say, you know, because of you, the Facebook page and Paranormal Horizons has grown. Our Facebook page went from, what, 1,800 to over 50,000. At one point, the Facebook page was reaching 6 million people a week, between 1 and 6 million. Now it's tanked. I don't know why, but, you know, but it's that growth is because of you and your marketing, because you're fantastic at it, so... Thank you
I
for
love
all
marketing.
The time and
That's
energy.
One of my,
yeah.
Yeah. Strength, one of my strengths is marketing. I love marketing. The other part for me and my weakness is computers. I just, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I need to get help, so I'll call my kids and say, hey, I need help, kids. You know, at least I have a daughter that works for Apple, and she's able to know the ropes of, you know, even Facebook. I don't even know how to maneuver myself through Facebook most of the time, so... You know, having a daughter that works internally for Apple helps too. But yeah, I love it. I really do. I love what I do, and marketing is just kind of like right now, like I said, it's just time to move on. And I still will be back with Paranormal Horizons if you want me to still come on and do readings or whatever. But yeah, I just, you know, it's time to move forward. It's a new chapter in my life. So
absolutely,
we work so well.
And this. I know. and the show's going to go on.
Maria will come on.
Maria.
She was our substitute fill-in, and she will come on, and she will take my place. And so, you know, Paranormal Horizons will still be here, and, you know, whatever, like I said, I haven't gone away. I'll be here, but, you know, it just may not be on a weekly basis, so.
Yeah. Well, we're going to try and do some new things. I'm actually thinking about doing some new things on this station as well. I'm not going to reveal any of that yet, but I might be doing a side gig on Blog Talk Radio as well.
Yay!
Not paranormal related.
Good for you. Yes.
Yeah.
And personally, if you can build the Paranormal Horizons for what it is, it's great. If you want to start something else on the other side, that's fine too. But, you know, Paranormal Horizons has an excellent following. Has an excellent, excellent following. And so what you just need to do is just do the marketing and having a subject and having people just really, just have something they want to listen to. It's not about us. It's about our listeners.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of getting a second wind, I think. I was kind of getting bored with it. I mean, it's been going on for over 5 years, so when you do 250 episodes, it kind of gets monotonous.
Well, when did you start Paranormal Horizons? Because I've been with you for 4.5 years. How long have you started Paranormal? Well, when did you start?
I think it was probably a year before that, and then I did a totally different show for a year before that. It's probably 5.5 years.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, that's excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I think it's going to grow. You know, you're on High Heart Radio, and it's all about having good it's all about content, having good content. People are wanting to go and listen to you. So with my radio show, Portals to Enlightenment, you're your journey of body, mind, and spirit, I'm going to do it once a month. I don't have time to do it every week. So I'm going to do it once a month and do that, have some guests and that kind of thing, but go on, you know, go on, do a live, be more frequent on live and just do small. I don't want to do an hour, probably maybe do half an hour. Portals to Enlightenment, even live, you know, for half an hour. So that would be great. I would love to do that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're definitely making, you know, going on doing your own thing is going to be great for you, and I'm sure you'll experience fantastic growth doing that.
I hope so. I see myself, you know. I got to learn how to run the dashboard on another radio station, so we're going to go from there. But I still will be on iHeartRadio with Portals to Enlightenment. Any broadcast, you can still retrieve any archives from them from last year. Actually, it was last March. The end of last March was my last broadcast before the producers fell ill. Michael and Joel fell very, very ill, and I had to quit because I didn't know how to, you know, I was through their network. So, but I think the last show that we had was a bodybuilder, and his name is Charles Xu from Taiwan. And he's a physique bodybuilder, and I had him on for, I think, a half an hour, 45 minutes at the most. But, yeah, I'm going to talk about body, mind, and spirit, the things that you guys are interested in. Going to cover the gamut.
Very cool. Well, I think I got to eat dinner.
Yep.
I'm hungry.
What are you going to have, Jason?
Oh, we got some crock pot going. I think there's some steak, potatoes, and carrots, probably onion in there. It's going to be delicious.
Oh, my God. God, that sounds so good. Oh, my goodness. I wish I could eat that. I'm kind of watching them. I'm literally trying to be really on a bodybuilding diet, so I've got to watch the calories and carbs and everything else. So, yeah, no mashed potatoes for me. I wish I did, but no mashed potatoes. But, yeah, good luck. And, you know, with this pandemic, I hope, I don't know, but, you know, I'm hoping that we can be released, maybe. I heard we're going to be in three phases, but somebody told me, one of my clients said to me today, she reached out to me on texting, and she says, Sherry, she says, I don't think the governor's going to let us loose all the way until the end of July. I was like, oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I think they're going to start in a couple weeks. And some of the outlying communities, counties, you know, rural counties will be a bit quicker. But I don't know. This just seems to me it's never going to end.
Do you think that they're going to open up all the way? Do you think it's going to ever open up?
Eventually, I think so. But I think there's probably going to be years of people wearing masks. I don't think people are going to become comfortable for some time. Even when they say everything's okay, it's passed, I bet you'll start to just see kind of a new consciousness with regards to hygiene and infection control. And so this is probably the new way. Even when things go back to normal, they really won't be normal. That's what I see happening.
Wow, what's the new normal? Wearing masks and being 6 to 10 feet apart?
Probably, yeah. And I'm not seeing the, you know, I work in a hospital, so I'm not seeing the craziness, but that we're, you know, Oregon's also not New York either, so, or Florida, so, but up here in the Northwest, we're just not seeing it, not seeing the positive infection rates. And I joined an antibody study at work, so every 2 weeks I get my blood drawn, checked for the COVID antibodies, which is interesting. So,
and what's the results? What do they do? They actually do a blood work? They actually take blood from you?
Yeah, every 2 weeks they're looking for the antibodies, and so I've done it once. Got the results with a day or so, and it was negative. I don't think it really tells you if you have active infection. I think it's basically if that virus has been in your body for a while, your body will produce antibodies to fight it, and that's what they're looking for. So if you have a positive antibody detected, it's more like your body's already dealt with the virus sort of deal. That's my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're either going to – so once you have – they can tell if you have the antibodies for it by just the blood test itself.
Yeah. Yeah, and it goes on for like 8 weeks. So 4 blood draws. So it's pretty interesting.
Wow. That's crazy. Huh.
It's free for me, so.
Well,
why not?
What do you think about vaccines? What's your personal feeling about that?
Well, I'm just waiting for those to roll out. You know, I don't get the flu vaccine, and I literally handle flu every day, and I've never had the flu. So I kind of feel the same way about this. I do not see myself getting the vaccine, and I would be even more skeptical of getting the vaccine because they're rushing it through. So I don't see myself getting it.
I'm not crazy about the idea of getting a vaccine. You know, I'm not sure about it, but how long are they going to really be able to go and do the research? And, you know, when they do it on the animals, that just breaks my heart. When they have to test the animals, you know, just to see if it works or not, that to me is just wrong. But also, too, is the vaccine, what's in the vaccine? What are all the ingredients inside that makes the vaccine? And is it actually worse than the illness or the virus itself? And is it that type of strain, just like flu vaccines? Just because you have a flu vaccine doesn't mean you're not exposed to that particular, you know, vaccine or some other strain of the flu. So, you know, that there's a lot of questions. Do your research, question everything. Is it something that is it something that's going to be okay for you? Is it safe? You know, do your research and have your pros and cons and judge for yourself what is right for you, not for everybody, but for you.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily an anti-vaxxer. I mean, I've had my measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, hepatitis B, and I've never had a reaction to any vaccines, but I'm just a little nervous if something's getting rushed through. I might let it circulate a while and then see, you know, how many people it's killing or maiming, and then make a decision.
So do you think that the COVID flu, is that, you know, do you feel that it's really as dangerous as it's made out to be? I mean, there's some controversy. Honestly, I hear that there's some controversy that the COVID flu, a lot of people are dying, and they just say, you know, instead of saying, hey, they died of a cardiac, they say, just put COVID on there. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not going to say yes or no, or that's good, bad, or whatever. I just don't know.
I would say it's hard to know. I do work in a medical laboratory. Coronavirus in itself is not uncommon, although this is a new one. But I also don't trust the media. We know the media lies. They've been caught lying all the time. You know, is this whole thing blown out of proportion to further some government or person's agenda? It's hard to say. I don't believe what I read or see in the news. And we're not seeing that here in the Northwest. Hospitals aren't overrun. Actually, hospitals are dead. Kaiser Permanente up in Oregon is cutting people's pay because there's nothing to do. They're talking about laying me off because there's nothing to do. But since I don't live in New York, if I lived in New York, I would probably have a better assessment because I could see it firsthand. I'm not denying what's happening there. I'm just saying I'm kind of one of these people that has to see things to believe it,
which might be
a detriment. So I'm kind of in this gray area of one way or the other. Because I can only base my opinion on what I see, and I don't see anything terrible going on where we currently reside.
So do you if you don't mind me asking really quickly, Jason, what is your, do you have the ventilators? Are you guys short on ventilators, or are you not short on ventilators? What's going on with that situation? Working in the hospital.
As far as I know, we're not in the hospital that I work at. There's, like I said, there's one positive COVID in the entire 158-bed hospital, at least the last time I worked. So we're not overrun, and I haven't heard of any shortages. We were rationing, like, surgical masks and N95 masks, but I think that's all resolved. Just to go into the hospital now, you have to get your temperature checked, and they give you a mask. So, but in terms of the ventilators, I never heard of any kind of shortage.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, we're getting close to being done, so.
It's not just my hospital that's dead. It's the whole system up here in the Northwest. So we'll see. All we can do is just see what happens, you know. This could be a very, very serious thing, like it's being reported. And it very, very way, well, I can't even talk about mini strokes. It might be the way it's being reported, but I just don't trust the media. So that's where I'm at on that.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Absolutely. All right, Jason. Hey, everybody. It was nice to be on Paranormal Horizons. I will be back, I hope to. Once in a while, I'll pop in when Jason needs a co-host or needs a guest or whatever, and I'd be happy to do some readings or a couple readings to help out or whatever. So, I'm not going to stay away too long, but, you know, I just need to move on and work on the other stuff. But the 4.5 years has been wonderful. It's taught me a lot. I've had a lot of good times. I can't think of any bad times that I've had. Please continue to support Paranormal Horizons on their Facebook page and follow us, if not every week, every other week, or however long Jason wants to air live on air. So, yeah, that's all I got to say.
All right. Well, it's been fun, and we're going to miss you, but I know you'll be around. So with that, we'll put everybody up to
you. You know me. I'm just a phone call or a text away. So I'm going to be around. So, yeah. No problem.
Very good. We'll see everybody next Sunday, 7 p.m. West Coast time. Hope everybody has a safe and wonderful week. And make sure to social distance in case everything that's being reported is accurate. And with that, we'll talk to everybody next week. Good night, everyone.
Hey, take care, everybody. Thank you. Love and peace.